This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Top of the 3 o'clock hour in our nation's capital. It's President's Day here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always streaming live nationally on the free Odyssey app. It's the youngest of Charles and L. Willingham sitting in for G&D. I'll take you up to 6:30. And about an hour from now, Mike Jones, senior reporter for the NFL, for The Athletic, going to join us. We'll get his thoughts on the breaking news that we had. James Rapien, a publisher for Bengals Talk SI, also the host of the Locked On Bengals podcast. I got the chance to read through the actual article during the break, so I'm all up to speed. He is reporting that multiple sources tell him that the Bengals plan on using the non-exclusive franchise tag on 26-year-old free agent wideout T. Higgins for the second consecutive year. Now, at the top of the show, I told you we had a lot to get to, including players that you didn't want franchised so the Commanders could go after them. Well, boom, the bottom of the rundown jumps to the top of the rundown. Tomorrow at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, teams can officially begin designating the franchise tag to their respective players. And for T. Higgins, I don't know if this was a possibility that we discussed enough. I don't know if this was a possibility that we gave enough consideration. What if Cincy just tagged him again? And the tag this year is interesting at the wide receiver spot. According to Dan Graziano of ESPN, T. Higgins was going to command north of $30 million annually on his new deal. Well, the franchise tag number comes in at $26 million. So if you are T. Higgins, one, do you sign the franchise tag if you feel it's below your market value? And then two, do you sign the tag with Cincinnati and then request a trade to another team that is willing to meet your financial demands? Based on everything that we continue to hear about T. Higgins and what could possibly be next for him, I don't know that this thing gets ugly or messy. I know it's got the potential to, because we're talking about the NFL, but it just feels like this situation is going to end up working out for Cincinnati. That's just the way that I'm picking it up here to this point, man. It feels like Joe Burrow has been super vocal about wanting T. Higgins back. And what Joe says goes, I guess. I just don't know, man. It's weird to me, because part of me understands the thought process and logic from Cincy. You want to keep your guy, you negotiate with him, boom, boom, boom. That's just the way that it goes. That's a standard procedure in the NFL when you have a disgruntled guy that wants to hit free agency. That's the power that all of these franchises have, is to put the tag on a guy. The Bengals may have struck gold, man, with this one, because I personally think T does not strike me as the type of wide receiver that's going to get messy in this type of situation. And if we've got it ready, Max, our ESPN correspondent for the Commanders, John Keim, the godfather, of the Commanders, beat one of my absolute favorites. He does a podcast a couple times a week called the John Keim Report. I'm sure you all are familiar with it. It gives you great content. He had ESPN Cincinnati reporter Ben Baby on last week, and Ben Baby had this to say about the future of T. Higgins in Cincinnati with the Bengals.
Are you anticipating that he is gone from Cincinnati, or is it too early to say that?
I think it is too early to say. I think that we've seen the odds shift a little bit in Cincinnati's favor. I think it's going to come down to what the market's going to bear. What's an interesting X factor now is Cooper Kupp entering the market. Right. You know, I think that's going to be an X factor we weren't really anticipating is now, you know, what will a team that may be willing to go out and bid for T in free agency, maybe they can get Cooper Kupp at a renegotiated rate if he's willing to redo his deal, if they're going to make that, if that's going to be a lower price point for a team. If you've got a quarterback on a rookie deal, obviously paying a receiver not going to be the biggest thing in the world, right, because you have the benefit of a quarterback on that rookie contract. So a lot of factors that could still play out. So I think we probably need to wait and see what happens in the market over these next few weeks. But, you know, for how adamant Joe Burrow has been about keeping T. Higgins inside the building, I think if you're the Bengals, there's a lot of long-term ramifications if you don't end up, you know, acquiescing to what Burrow wants and really support him in the best way possible. So definitely a lot of factors that are going to go into whether or not T. Higgins will be in stripes next season.
It's Ben Baby, ESPN Cincinnati Bengals correspondent and reporter. Max, what the hell did you do in there?
I don't know what happened.
I look over and Max is picking the keyboard and the monitor off the ground.
I think I went to turn and then one of the cables got dragged and now the keyboard and mouse fall on the floor.
That's tough.
I'm trying desperately not to accidentally close Wide Orbit. We're having a great time back here.
That's President's Day Radio for you right here on 106.7 The Fan. Breaking news, though, that we got into The Fan about a half hour ago. James Rapien of Bengals Talk Sports Illustrated and host of the Locked On Bengals podcast reporting that Cincinnati plans on using the franchise tag on wide receiver T. Higgins. It would complicate Washington's potential pursuit of T. Higgins if they actually decided to go through with the franchise tag. The question that we're asking you all at 1-800-636-1067, what would you give up to trade for Bengals wideout T. Higgins, knowing that you've got to pay him as well? I think that changes how much you would give up. Because initially, you know what I thought is, well, I'd give up 29 for T, right? It's 25. But when you think about it, you're not only giving up the draft capital, you're giving up the cap space as well, because you've got to sign him to a long-term extension.
And you're also giving up on the opportunity to trade 29 to a desperate team in the draft.
Get to that a little bit later on in the show.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to step on it.
No, you're just an amazing producer.
You just want to think ahead, you know?
And of course, think smart, not hard. I don't know if that necessarily applies in this situation.
I think it does.
But here we go. 1-800-636-1067. I've long said T. Higgins was not on the board for me. I don't think it makes sense for Washington to allocate that percentage of the cap to one position group. We saw how that worked out at defensive tackle. What say you, though? You all are smarter than me. 1-800-636-1067. D.C. is in Calvert County.
No problem. Have a great day.
Happy birthday.
No birthday.
DC, what's going on, brother? I thought I was repeating what you said. Your thoughts on T. Higgins potentially getting franchise tagged by the Bengals. Would you be interested in the Commanders trading for him?
Look, now, first of all, let me say great day to you, brother. That's all I was telling somebody. Have a great day, man.
Oh, for sure, brother. Good day to you as well, my man.
I appreciate you. So before I get to the T. Higgins thing, I just want to talk you off the ledge again, man. You started off good, and I'm glad you brought up Terps basketball. I tried to get Doc to talk about it, but Doc damn near knocked me out. I felt like I was a DN and he was blocking for gas or something. He just drove me out of bounds.
Good gracious. And what the hell? Look, DC, I can visualize it in my head what you're talking about, too, man.
Hey, trying to take you out of the club, DC. Hey, Doc did that vein in the middle of his forehead and he gets it going. Maryland Terps balling, playing good. I like what they're doing in the Big Ten. Derrick Queen, the youngin', he's leaving after this. We need to enjoy him while we have him, and they're doing good. And then, NBA weekend,
Yeah.
NBA weekend, when I was growing up, and Linnell, you a few years younger than me, but NBA weekend almost rivaled Super Bowl weekend.
Wow.
So
used to, right?
Going
at one point in
it's
time.
It's not rivaling. Like, people aren't going to NBA weekend because I heard you mention, and I don't know why you came up with this, but the Memphis Grizzlies and Ja Morant getting hurt. What star athlete got hurt in the NBA dunk contest that you can remember? Just throw out one name. If you could throw out one out of the illustrious years from the 70s.
It hasn't happened, but I keep saying that's the reason for the lack of participation.
Yeah, and I understand that's the reason, but there is no reason because you can't even give me one.
Yeah.
So I got a solution for it. How about we incentivize it just like they incentivize the mid-season playoff thing or whatever? How about they incentivize it and they get to give the team that wins gets $2 million extra to their favorite charity, and the MVP gets extra $5 million or something to go to his organization of choice. Maybe that'll have them.
Well, DC,
play a
we know
harder.
Money ain't the problem, man. You know how I think.
No, I know money, but you told me I'm a solutions oriented guy too. So
I'm
trying to throw out a solution,
and I appreciate that for sure. And I was asking for that. I appreciate you. Real quick before we let you go, DC, your thoughts on T. Higgins here so we stay on track.
Yes, 100%. In Adam Peters, I trust.
Yep.
If Adam Peters is cool with trading with the franchise tag on T. Higgins and they have a price amount set, I trust in him. This offseason, Doc has said it all day today as well. They did a magic trick, man. We went from being a 4-3 win team to winning 12 games. I trust those guys, man.
For sure.
From the ownership to the GM to the coach to the players that's following the leadership on us. So whatever, I'm with whatever they do, man.
For sure. That's a good answer. Appreciate the call as always, DC. 1-800-636-1067. The All-Star conversation is also always interesting to me because, like I said, the last three president days, I've sat in for G&D. This is what we've talked about the first hour of the show. So it's appropriate folks are still chiming in on it. We got news, though, from our guy out in Cincinnati reporting that T. Higgins is going to be franchise tagged by the Bengals. I know that comes as a surprise to many folks out there. It was a surprise to me, but, you know, the more and more I think about it, it makes sense because Joe Burrow's not going like that. It's the best way that I could put it. Joe Burrow was not allowing the Bengals brass to allow T to go anywhere. So I get them trying to do whatever they can to keep him in house. The thing about the franchise tag, for this year at wide receiver, the number is set at $26 million. You'd have a $26 million cap hit. And you would then try to negotiate a long-term deal with T. If you are Washington, and that's the only way that you can acquire him now is via trade, are you willing to acquire him, and what are you willing to give up in order to acquire his services? 1-800-636-1067. I wanted to look at the framework of a couple other wide receiver deals that we've seen over the years. Is Tyreek Hill a good comp? Because T. Higgins ain't no damn Tyreek Hill. I would never disrespect Tyreek Hill like that. But back in 2022, similar situation. Tyreek wanted new money. KC didn't want to give it to him. The Chiefs, in return for Tyreek Hill, got a first-round pick, a second-round pick, a fourth-round pick, and then a future fourth and a future sixth. Is that too much to give up if you're Washington? I would think so. That's a lot, especially when you consider you got to pay him as well. I go back to the DeAndre Hopkins trade back in 2020. He was in the prime of his career. That was a bad trade, I would say, though. Arizona kind of fleeced them. They gave up David Johnson and a second-round pick and a future fourth to get DeAndre Hopkins out of Houston with the Texans. You go back and look at the Eagles acquiring A.J. Brown from the Titans. This is an interesting one to me because I think from a comp standpoint, those two players are more comparable than T to Tyreek. Back in 2022, this was a draft day trade. The Eagles acquired A.J. Brown from the Tennessee Titans in exchange for a 2022 first and a 2023 third round pick. So it's interesting, man. Would you be willing to part ways with a first round pick to get your hands on T. Higgins? I don't know if I could buy that, man. Like I said, to me, we don't have to spend too much time on this because I think it's very simple. When you consider what Washington has to give up, the draft capital, the contract, I don't think it's worth it. And the main reason I don't think it's worth it is because you've already got a number one wide receiver in-house. And I understand that folks look at this and go, well, you got to maximize Jaden Daniels on the rookie contract. I get that. But, man, I consider Jaden Daniels to be one of the best quarterbacks already in the National Football League. You look at Josh Allen, you look at, I mean, Joe Burrow's a bad example because he had both guys. But you look at Josh Allen, Mahomes, Lamar, guys that have done it and had major success without having two number one wide receivers. Washington's already got one. That's more than Josh Allen had this year. That's more than Lamar had this past year. I think Jaden's the type of quarterback that elevates everyone around you. So my overall thought process at wideout is, look, man, you don't have to go shopping at, this is the best way that I could put it, right? I'm a fashionista. Kidding, not a fashionista, but I'm somebody that cares about style. You don't have to go shopping at Neiman Marcus for your wide receiver here in D.C. You can go to Fashion Nova Men's. You can go to PacSun, H&M, whatever you prefer to shop with. You don't got to break the bank at wide receiver because you've already got a really damn good one in-house. But what say you, man? 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Uptown Mo, want to chime in. Mo, you shopping at Neiman Marcus for your wide receiver or you going to PacSun?
I mean, I can't go to Saks Fifth or Off-Broadway.
Well, go ahead and do something this morning. Well, I was talking about 4 Mile Meals the other day, man. So y'all know about 4 Mile. You get a 4X that fit like a 2X.
I slammed 4 Mile Meals like that. Listen, I just hit the block and a Temu joint on Valentine's Day and made that joint look sweet.
Hey, come on, man. Temu got the deals.
I'm talking about people like, man, where you get that joint from? You'll never know. You know what I mean? But number one, first of all, Reese, I hope you get better. The story is getting sideways. You talk about turtles and catheters and TV. It's kind of crazy.
Go ahead,
but I hope you get better.
Nah,
you know what I mean? But 29 for T. Higgins. Now, this is the crazy part, and I'll let you go with this. This is the crazy part. Now they put the pressure on themselves because they're bidding against themselves. We don't have to go and acquire T. Higgins for two number ones or number one or whatever because next year he's going to be a free agent that they can't do anything. They can't do anything about it.
Right. Well, so, I think they don't agree to a long-term extension while he's on the
tag. That's what they don't agree to a long-term. But now look at what you're saying about the Bengals. Now you're saying they're going to give Chase $100 million. They already paid Burrow, and they're going to give T $120 million, $110 million.
It's a lot of money.
What else? Where are they going to spend that? What else? They got to go to the draft. So what I'm saying is we in the catbird seat right now. We arrived early, right? Some of our draft picks hit, and we don't know about the other ones. We said that we have a competent front office that's really going pro scout because I love the Luvu pickup. I love the Jeremy Chin pickup.
For
like.
Sure.
So they're gonna pro scout, and I love the Fowler pickup. So they're gonna pro scout, and they're gonna scout for what type of players they want. And I love T. Higgins since Clemson, but I believe him and Terry McLaurin do the same thing. We need a Cooper Kupp type. See, Cooper Kupp, he commands the whole middle of the field with his route running and all that. I'm not saying go get Cooper Kupp, but just like you said, Godwin and Kupp, and like they command the middle of the field. And Terry is a deep ball, crossing route, slant getter. You know, that's his bread and butter. We need someone to complement that. So I'm not mad if we do go get T. Higgins, but I think we need a different style of wide receiver.
That's an interesting take on him, Mo. I appreciate your call as always, brother, man. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. It's Monday. Well, both people off on President's Day.
I was going to say, the rest of your weekend, like the remainder of your day.
I'm just being a good person. 1-800-636-1067. In about a half hour, we'll be joined by our pal Mike Jones, senior NFL reporter for The Athletic. We'll get his thoughts on the big-time news of the afternoon. Bengals reporter James Rapien reporting that the Bengals plan on using the franchise tag on wide receiver T. Higgins. It would pay him $26 million to play on the tag this year in the regular season. The question for you is, if you're Washington, you know you need a number two wide receiver. T is the guy most people have been pointing at. How much is too much to give up for T. Higgins, and would you be interested in trading for wide receiver T. Higgins? Your call's next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
1-800-636-1067, the number on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. It's the youngest of Charles and L. Willingham sitting in for Grant and Danny. We'll take you up to 6:30 as you go on your afternoon drive home. Big time news coming into the Fan about an hour ago. James Rapien of SINOW.com, the Bengals, Cincinnati Bengals on SI is who he writes for, SI.com. He's also the host of the Locked On Bengals podcast. That is James Rapien. He is reporting that multiple sources have told him that the Bengals at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern time tomorrow plan on placing the franchise tag on wide receiver T. Higgins. Now, if Higgins is ultimately franchise tagged, I believe, and I want to confirm this because I've been saying it throughout the show, don't have exact confirmation. Here we go. The franchise tag at wide receiver for this year is $25.69 million. So pretty much $26 million against the cap if you choose to franchise T. Higgins, if you're Cincy. I bring this up because we all know Washington in the market for a wide receiver. I continue to believe T. Higgins isn't the kind of wide receiver that Washington should be in the market for. What do I mean by that? He's simply far too expensive for my liking. To spend that type of capital at one position, I just think is irresponsible. You've already got Terry McLaurin under contract. I think the type of wide receivers that Washington should add are guys like a Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, a Chris Godwin potentially. Darius Slayton is someone that I'm pretty high on. Maybe just maybe people are interested in a Stephon Diggs reunion here in the nation's capital. Brandon Cooks, somebody that I'd be interested in. Cooper Kupp, depending on if L.A. is willing to eat a chunk of that salary, is also somebody that I'd be interested in. My number one reason here, though, man, is I keep going back to the salary cap. And I think when folks and fans see that Washington's got the third most cap space in the NFL, I think folks look at it as, oh, they can go sign everybody. I think we got to get more realistic when talking about this. To me, the wide receiver position in the National Football League, when you have a quarterback like Jaden Daniels, you don't need a bona fide number one. And guess what? You've already got him in Terry McLaurin. So when I talk about those second-tier bargain bin wide receivers, my Fashion Nova wide receivers relative to my Neiman Marcus wide receivers, a la T. Higgins, I feel like PacSun is the way to go. Balling on a budget is what I think Washington should do at the wide receiver position. But if they are still interested in T. Higgins after the tag, how much would you be willing to give up for? That's the question at 1-800-636-1067. I gave you the framework of the A.J. Brown deal that Philadelphia was able to pull off with the Tennessee Titans. Eagles got A.J. Brown. Titans received a first-rounder and a third-rounder. Would that be too much for you if you are the Washington Commanders? 1-800-636-1067. The Raiders, when they acquired Devontae Adams from the Packers, it was a first-round pick and a second-round pick. Some of the lesser-known deals that have happened at wide receiver, Odell Beckham, wow, I didn't even realize this. Wow, this was a massive deal. So when Odell was traded from the Giants to the Browns in 2019, the Browns got Odell and Olivier Vernon. The Giants got a first-round pick, a third-round pick, Kevin Zeitler, and Jabril Peppers. I know Washington's not giving up that type of capital for T. Higgins, but it kind of gives you a little bit of an understanding that this isn't going to be cheap if they choose to go get him on the tag. I personally think that T. Higgins getting tagged, I think Adam Peters and company are going to say, hey, we're out on this. Are you out on it? 1-800-636-1067. Lou is in D.C. What's up, Lou?
What's up, big homie?
How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. But I think if you're trying to compete in the East, you see how Philly how they done it. So you need a game changer. You got to go get Myles Garrett. You got to go get Tyreek Hill, man. I don't care what the cost is. You know, we're not planning on keeping them for 10 years, man. We just trying to see if we could find a way to compete for the championship for the trophy next year or the year after. So if you want to stop being cheap and go shop at, you know, just try to pay these guys or whatever it's going to take and, you know, get Myles Garrett and Tyreek Hill, because I think Tyreek is still 30. I don't know what the cost is going to be, but if you add him, Terry, and, you know, Deami or some of the other guys.
Yeah, hell of a wide receiver core. Tyreek Hill is a name, Lou, that I don't think we bring up enough. I know we all remember at season's end when he publicly said that he had played his last game as a Dolphin. They've since come out and refuted those reports. But at 30 years old, the type of speed that he has, Lou, you ain't tripping about Tyreek Hill. I'd be in on giving up some capital to acquire a guy like Tyreek Hill, man.
Or you could go get Debo if it doesn't cost you, because he could slice and dice. He could do the running game, or you could still do the pass game with him. Or, you know, you got a lot of options.
I'm for sure,
Adam. You know, they cooking up something out there. So
they'll get it going.
Other than that, man, I wanted to comment on the NBA real
quick. Yeah, go ahead.
Man.
Go ahead. Sure.
The league is messing up paying these guys up front before putting the work in. So that's why they feel like they're entitled and they don't feel like, you know, going out there playing for the fans out there hard. Like, you know, I mean, you paying these guys max after, what, not even winning the championship. You paying them.
That's just the way the CBA in that league goes, though, Lou. I appreciate the call as always. Yeah, everyone's got something to say about the NBA. And if you heard what I said on this to start the show, I'm at a point where I'm just frustrated that people are so angry about it. But I get it, though. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. My guy, Mr. _ Lawson 2U, tweets at me and says, if I'm trading my first round for a wide receiver, I'm calling Jacksonville for Brian Thomas Jr. Now, Mr. Lawson 2U, why in the hell would they be interested in giving us Brian Thomas Jr.? I mean, there's no chance that happens. But what Lou brought up with Tyreek Hill is interesting. To me, though, like, even when trading for Tyreek, the money, it just doesn't make sense to me to tie up that type of money at one position, especially when you consider the other holes that Washington has on the roster. And maybe this segues us into another conversation here. I think a lot of us, y'all got to understand, this was a good football team last year. They won 12 games, right? They made it to the NFC Championship game. It's really hard to get back to the top of the mountain, man. And I understand that that's why y'all want to come out and pay guys and improve the roster. I get that. But, man, I don't want to skip any steps in this rebuild either. And I know some of you are probably thinking I'm singing a different tune than what I've been singing before, but, like, at least with this decision, at least with wide receiver, to me, there's just so many other positions of need where you got to go out and spend money that, to me, giving up draft capital and paying T. Higgins is just too much for me. Let's go to Juke out in West Virginia. What's going on, Juke?
What's going on, Lanell? How you feeling, my man?
I'm good, my brother. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, listen, I'm a pass on T. Higgins. I just feel like it's way too many wide receivers that's talented that's coming up in free agency. One of the receivers I kept my eye on is Tutu Atwell. Been a solid receiver for the Rams. I think could come in here to Washington playing with Jaden and then Cliff system. Probably could be way more productive. Also, you got Keenan Allen, a savvy vet that we could bring in. And not to mention just going through the draft, as well as I still got faith in Luke McCaffrey and Ben Sennett. I got a gut feeling that they're going to be more productive next year. So, yeah, but as far as trading picks and giving up that cap space, I'd much rather them do that for going after, like, a Myles Garrett. Because fixing those trenches is most important right now. But that's all I got for you, my man.
Hey, I agree 100%, man. You stole my thunder completely. Appreciate your call. Yeah, look, Juke put it. I mean, took the words right out of my mouth. If you're going to make that all-in, push-the-chips-in type of deal, do it for the generational prospect, not the wide receiver that grows on trees. 1-800-636-1067. 106.7. I want to continue to run through some other names at the wide receiver position that may potentially interest you all. Maybe we'll get you an installment of Nell Super Six Pack before we get out of here. I'll give you my top six wide receivers maybe as we continue to roll throughout the program here. I'll take you up to 6:30 as I sit in for Grant and Danny right here on The Fan. In about 20 minutes, Mike Jones, senior NFL reporter for The Athletic, is going to join us. We'll ask him the same question we're asking you. T. Higgins, reportedly going to be franchise tagged tomorrow at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, making it a lot more difficult for any team to acquire him. We know the Commanders have a need at wide receiver. If you were Washington, do you give up draft capital to trade for T. Higgins while he's on the franchise tag? 1-800-636-1067. Your call is next here on The Fan. In about 15 minutes, our pal Mike Jones, senior NFL reporter for The Athletic, going to join us. We get his thoughts on the big news at hand this afternoon. It's being reported by multiple different outlets in Cincinnati. First on the scene was our guy James Rapien. He reported that the Bengals intend on using the franchise tag on wide receiver T. Higgins. It would cost the Bengals $26 million, and it would give them until July to come up with a long-term extension for T. Higgins. And the question is, we know Washington needs a number two wide receiver. What type of number two wide receiver they need, I think, is still up for debate. I've been very vocal about my thoughts. If T. Higgins is who you want, how much are you willing to pay for? 1-800-636-1067. I'm going to sound like a broken record here, but I want to make sure I keep the main thing with this conversation. When it comes to T. Higgins, to me, the talent is there. There's no mistaking it. T. Higgins is one of the premier wide receivers in the National Football League. I don't think anybody will argue with that. His numbers since he's entered the National Football League have been out of this world, and it's a big reason why you all are so enticed by him. Here's the thing that rubs me the wrong way with T. Higgins. You ready? Between last season and the 2023 season, T. Higgins missed a total of 10 games. It's a lot of football to be missing if you're going to be paid like a top-of-the-market wide receiver. It's a lot of ball that you've missed. Now, the production's there, right? When he is healthy, when he is right, he's going to produce for you. My first issue with T is the injury history. It's hard for me to commit long-term money to a guy that can't get on the field consistently. And then two, when you look at the current makeup of this Commanders roster, you already have Terry McLaurin. And I understand folks are going to say, well, the Eagles have Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown. Max, that's the number one thing I'm met with when I bring this up. It's all the Eagles. You're right. The Eagles do have both of those guys. And the reason that they're able to do that is because they have the best executive in all the pro sports in Howie Roseman. Jalen Hurts is set to account, I think it's $23 million next year against the cap. That's ludicrous, bro. T. Higgins is going to cost the Bengals and the Commanders, for that matter, more than Hurts is costing the Eagles. So I consider the contract that Hurts is on is like that rookie plus deal because he wasn't really a proven guy at the time when it was time for him to get paid. But he was fresh off of a Super Bowl appearance. You had to pay him. I get it. But Washington, yes, they're in that situation, but I just don't look at Daniels like I look at Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts couldn't function as a passer if he didn't have two number one wide receivers. Jaden can. Look at what Jaden did with Olamide Zaccheaus, De'Ami Brown, Noah Brown, Jamison Crowder. Look at the production that we had in the passing game with those guys. If you go out and add, and here's a couple of names that I keep going with here. Darius Slayton from the New York Giants, somebody that should cost you around $12 million, $10 million maybe per. Cooper Kupp of the LA Rams, I continue to believe if you don't have to give up too much and if the Rams are willing to eat some of his salary, I'd be all in on Cooper Kupp. Another name I keep seeing surface here is Chris Godwin. Chris Godwin to me is interesting because the same reason I'm out on T. Higgins is the same reason Chris Godwin kind of makes me raise an eyebrow. He doesn't play enough. When he's on the field and playing, he's a damn good wide receiver. But he missed 10 games this year. Last year, he played all 17. The year before that, he missed two. The year before that, he missed three. In 2020, he only played in 12 games. So for me, like, I always say there's a reason guys hit free agency. And for Godwin, it's his injury history as the reason why. 1-800-636-1067. We'll run through the calls here. We got to go rapid fire. Would you be interested in bringing in T. Higgins? If so, how much are you willing to give up for him as he is expected to be franchise tag? Rob is in D.C. What's up, Rob?
Hey, what's up, Manil? I'm not going to hold you too long.
Appreciate
I just
you.
Think that I wouldn't give up all of that draft capital money, anything to T. Higgins. I mean, we made it to the championship, NFC championship without him, which tells you we don't really need him. But once again, we have to go after, I believe we have to go after Myles Garrett. There's no doubt about it. A Hall of Famer. Whatever they ask him for, you have to give that up. Because when I look at our weaknesses, the edge and pass rush, that one player, he will impact the whole defense. It's not, when you look at the defenses, it's the pressure that create the makes the secondary look good.
For sure.
But also the front line, offensive line. We keep talking about receivers and this and that, but until we – listen to what I'm telling you, Linnell. Mm-hmm. Until we address the offensive line, get that intact, stop trying to piece it together, and focus in on bringing five guys in there that's going to really, be that line that really take us to that next level. Because, I mean, if you think of teams that won Super Bowls and dominated, if you look at New England, when Brady was winning the championships,
they were in the trenches.
He had top-notch offensive lines. They would draft linemen year in, year out, D-line, O-line. And so he had regular receivers. Brady never had a number one.
And Rob, that last point that you just made, Rob, is the point that I'm trying to continue to make, and I appreciate the call. I think we got the type of quarterback where you don't need – you already got a bona fide number one. Does Josh Allen have a number one wide receiver? No. Does Lamar Jackson have a number one wide receiver? No. Does Pat Mahomes have a number one wide receiver? No. So, Jaden doesn't need one either. But he's already got one in Terry. If you pay T. Higgins $26 million, I believe Terry's cap hit for next year, I think is $24 million. And I'm getting ready to confirm that via SpotTrack. His cap hit, talking about Terry McLaurin, coming up for the 2025 season, is $25 million. So if you acquire T. Higgins and you've got Terry, you'd be tying up $51 million at the wide receiver spot. That's organizational malpractice, and I'm not here for it. Let's go to Tim in Charles County. What's going on, Tim?
Hey, buddy. Hey, I agree with the last caller, and I'm telling you right now, we got to the championship game with what we had. And I would be happy as hell with Cooper Kupp.
So would I.
but other than that, I mean, I think they need to concentrate more on replacing one of the two defensive pass rushers we lost. You know what I mean? We only got two. Jonathan Allen, Deron Payne are held their own, but I think they need at least one of those. You know what I mean? And just leave the – Noah Brown has come around big time this year.
Yes.
And I think that was because of Jaden Daniels, that guy has gotten so much better. You know, we don't need to do like we did in the past. These owners are not going to spend dumb money. They're not going to spend money on people like, Bruce Smith. You know what I mean? Back in the day. I mean,
sure.
Stupid stuff. You know, they're going to concentrate on what's smart. And I really believe that. And I'm telling you right now, it's very simple. You get one defensive lineman, maybe an offensive lineman or whatever, but I don't think we need to sign anybody unless Cooper Kupp comes available. Simple as that.
Tim, I would disagree with you a little bit on the latter part. I appreciate your call. I get what Tim's saying, though. You don't just throw money at something hoping to fix it. And I feel like that's what some of you all are trying to do at wide receiver. I think there's a certain profile of wide receiver that Washington needs to bring in. I do happen to think Chris Godwin fits that profile. I got Delta Omicron. Every time I read out his Twitter name, it geeks me. He mentioned Christian Kirk. Now, Christian Kirk may be a potential cap casualty for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Cliff Kingsbury's got some familiarity there. I'd be interested in that. Noah Brown is also interesting. If Noah Brown is back as your number three wide receiver, I'd sign up for that all day long. You really need a bona fide two, though. And maybe if you're Washington, you can get away with it like you did last year with a wide receiver two by committee. You just improve said committee. I think there's some culture guys, though, in that wide receiver room. Like, to me, Olamide Zaccheaus is a must bring back. I think the guys love him, plays hard, max effort guy. Him, Noah Brown, Diami Brown, that would get your wide receiver room up to five. Then you add a legit number two and you're cooking with gas. Larry is in La Plata. What's going on, Larry? Larry, you bringing up a name that I'm fearful of. Larry, you there, brother? Larry's no longer there. Let's go to William in Virginia. What's up, Will?
You know, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
I was listening to everything you say, but something else came to my mind. I know we talked about Mr. Godwin down in Tampa Bay, but what about DeAndre Hopkins?
He retired. Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, he retired right after the Super Bowl loss.
Because he was hungry.
He was probably. Now, if you're talking veteran wide receiver,
I think that Jaden would have renewed his daggone career had he not retired, because if you hook them two up together, that would be dynamic. But I'm going to go with y'all, and I'm going to agree with y'all. First and foremost, I'm going to agree because of the simple fact that we need Myles Garrett.
Everybody.
But I also would go with Cooper Kupp. I would also be delighted to get Cooper Kupp, because Cooper Kupp going to give us what we need.
Everything.
And I think,
William, and I appreciate the call, I think Cooper Kupp fits culturally as well in terms of a guy that's going to come in and give you everything that he's got. A lot of you saying no on T. Higgins. I keep hearing Myles Garrett's name being brought up. We'll talk about Myles Garrett coming up a little bit later on in the show. What if T. Higgins, what if the Bengals lose all of their leverage and T. threatens to hold out and the asking price drops significantly on T.? If I was going to trade for T. Higgins and he was going to play for me at $26 million and I only had to give up a fourth or a fifth, maybe I'd consider it. I just think, knowing the way some of these other wide receiver deals have shaped out, you're going to have to give up a pretty penny and end up paying them. What's going on, Josie?
What's happening, Neil?
What's going on, brother?
I'm going to say no on T. Higgins. Too pricey there. I got a defense I need to fill up, man. I need to, like I said, like my man said, I need to get one of them tackles up out of there, man. Pain is probably harder to move, but my God, man, I need to stop the run, dude.
Yeah.
I need to fortify my offensive line as well. Pick any one particular player or two out there that you would like. As far as on the offensive line.
Oh, I got a couple for you, man. This is if they don't get franchise tagged. Trey Smith, the guard out of Kansas City. I'd like Ronnie Stanley, the tackle out of Baltimore. It's a couple of different guys, man.
See, I'm riding shotgun with you because you're talking right. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what we need, man. We got to get the trenches right, Jonesy. I appreciate the call. Mike Jones of The Athletic comes your way next.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.